This is the first time in 60 years no one from the Richmond Citizens Association, RCA, has been elected to City Council. It's a far cry from the 1980s when the mayor and 7 out of the 8 city councillors belonged to this formerly NDP-affiliated civic party. Bob McMath was the first RCA council member, explained longtime city councillor Harold Steves, and he himself was an RCA councillor for more than 50 years. The left-leaning civic party consistently had representation on Richmond City Council over the past 6 decades. At some point, however, there was infighting within the RCA ranks and it split off into 3 factions, the Rump RCA, Right and another group that then dissipated, Steves explained. In the 2018 election, Kelly Green and Steves were the only RCA councillors elected, but Green left to run provincially 2 years into her term, leaving Steves as the lone RCA councillor. In Saturday's election, RCA ran 4 candidates, Jack Trovato, Kiefer Pellick, Mark Lee and Phoebe Wong, but none of them were elected. Steves didn't run for re-election. Steve said there were a few mistakes the party made this time round. Firstly, their signs weren't very clear and secondly, they should have promoted candidate Jack Trovato more as he came close to winning in 2018. And, further, the fact there wasn't any big divisive election issue helped elect the incumbent councillors, Steves explained, unlike in 1980s when the community rallied to save the Terra Nova lands for agriculture and booted out the entire city council, electing 8 RCA candidates to council. There were just too many good people running, this time, he said. In fact, Steves himself supported independent candidate Evan Dunphy and RITE's Laura Gillanders, although he had signs for RCA as well on his lawn. In the 2018 election and this Saturday's election, Wright and RCA came together to support each other, running joint ads. Steves, however, didn't support RITE's mayoral candidate John Roston, this election, rather he threw his support behind incumbent mayor Malcolm Brody. While none of the RCA candidates were elected, Wright Richmond gained one more city council member, Laura Gillanders, who joins re-elected Wright Counts Carol Day and Michael Wolfe. Steves isn't on the executive of the RCA, but he thinks it might be time for RCA and Wright to officially join forces again. The chair of RCA's executive, Colleen Glynn, personally thinks it would be good to have only one, progressive, party in Richmond, but she said that's not necessarily the opinion of the RCA executive. There would, however, have to be changes to how things are done if Wright and RCA officially came together, Glynn added, like allowing the membership to vote to choose its candidates, something RCA does. The Richmond News has reached out to Wright to ask how they select their candidates. In 2021, the BCNDP cut its affiliations with municipal parties, Glynn explained, and, therefore, RCA is no longer affiliated with the party. Following the election loss for RCA, Glynn said RCA will be looking to bolster its membership and do a lot of things to regroup.